And joining us this morning is the superintendent of MCCSC Schools. It's Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you.
The same to you, Mike, and thank you for the great weather report. There's a lot of pressure on me right now. Friday is a snow makeup day, and for those in our community who know, we have to make up our days if we do have snow days, and so there's a lot of pressure to get through this week and not have a snow day, so Friday, students will not be in attendance.
And
so
just,
thank you for the weather.
And just revisiting, the coldest day we'll have this week is 45, so that's... Whew. We don't have
You've
to worry
masterful.
About that. That's well, and don't hold me to that. Yeah, last year was my perfect game. If we joked
yes.
multiple times about how many times I don't know if we had more than one snow day last year. So I don't know if we can wrap that and put it underneath the tree, but we'd like to do that again this year. I think some of the kids would like some fun. They can have it during the break. Friday starts for the MCCSE. There's no school on Friday. Everybody will return on January 8th. On Monday, but you have a meeting coming up tonight.
Tonight.
What's on the agenda as we wrap up 2017, this semester, and everything else?
Yes, thank you. We've got some great reports. First of all, Templeton Elementary School will give a brief report, and they have been they've earned their status as an international baccalaureate school, and that takes a lot of effort and work, and we'll hear a report this evening from Mrs. Mungle, their principal, about the work they've done to accomplish that mission. So we're very proud of Templeton, again, achieving that status.
And we've seen that Wells Scholars that have been mentioned and all
Isn't
these
that great?
Great programs.
Yes.
That Keith's been to every program there's been going on here. You've just seen this great end-of-the-year wrap-up where everybody's worked hard this semester and puts it all together, and it's just kind of fun to see all the Christmas. I went to a Christmas program, what was that, last Friday?
Well, let me just give you an overview, and this the superintendent goes to all of these.
Right.
I've been to the violin program at Fairview. I was at the Youth Philharmonic Program at Bloomington North, and last night I was at Bachelor at the beginning bigger, better band program that they put on at Bachelor.
The
last
larger
night.
Band program?
Yeah. The beginner band and the intermediate band.
That's the official term we're using
yeah.
now. I like that.
You know, and Judy, there's all kinds of things going on right now with the schools.
Do you know what? Every night there are 2, 3, and 4 things each evening. And one of our recent ones has been our Broadview Adult Ed graduation.
That was amazing.
That was really a phenomenal program. And Mr. Moore actually had a midterm graduation because, as you can well imagine, these adult learners want to get on with their lives and their jobs. So at the end of a school year, it's hard to capture them and have a graduation for them. So he's instituted a mid-year graduation, and we had over 50 graduates. And this is our first graduating class where we had 4 of our students as partners with the Cook My Pathway.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that these adult learners, and who all of them had families, by the way, went to school about a half day. They worked for Cook for a half day. They took their GED. They passed it. They now have full-time jobs with Cook, with benefits, and are ecstatic about what that's done for their family. So that's been a fantastic partnership. And for those folks who don't know, we provide the services to get the high school diploma. And through the My Cook Pathway, people can also get a bachelor's degree, they can get a master's degree, and they can each actually get a doctorate degree with Cook. So that's been a fantastic partnership, and it was so exciting to see those adults have jobs, graduate with a high school diploma, and get on with their lives. So we're very excited about that program.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who is the superintendent of the MCCSC. And Judy, Mike is sitting here, and I know he knows a little bit about this. His daughter has been doing some coding, and
yes.
You had a big coding celebration.
Yes, absolutely. Hour of Code is a national celebration that we've participated in. This year, we took a little different stab at it and worked with our teachers to make sure every student had an experience. Some of them were called unplugged activities, where they never touched an instrument or a piece of hardware. And so we had a lot of activities for our teachers to use to talk about how they would do coding without that. In fact, I've visited numerous schools where we're using Legos to really simulate the logic in how you would code on a computer. So it was very exciting. quite honestly, it's a little intimidating because we
not for them. My daughter came home and said, "This was the greatest thing ever. Can we do more of this?" They don't even. It doesn't bother them at all.
No, not for them.
For us, right, 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 right. But isn't that funny? Because we think it's difficult, and they're like ducks in water. They jump in and can't wait to do more of it. So it was a good pairing. It was a good matchup to see. And my daughter came home. This is the honest to God truth. She said, "Dad, this is what we're going to do when we get real jobs after school." And I said, "Okay, as long as you stay in there and you pay attention." And she thought it was great. So there was no brushback or they're not scared. Now the rest of us are terrified, and that's why you're having some of these roundtable discussions at the CoLab as well. The kids, the kids are always one step ahead of all of us. It seems like.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, Judy, because we had a table talk last week on sexting and computer use and things that you need to know for your kids. We've got another one coming up, and we have had a couple of others already under our belts. So that's a really important conversation that's going on. And as I understand it, the one on the use of the internet and computer is available after the fact.
Yes. In fact, we did tape that, and it is on our website, so people can view that. And we're going to actually start our school year with that table talk conversation again, because I think, you know, that's an incredibly important conversation for our parents, because our students, our children are a couple of steps ahead of us. And so we want to make sure that parents are comfortable with having conversations with their children and or looking at devices, or understand that it's okay to be a parent and say, "No, there's no screen time right now. No, I'm sorry, we're eating dinner. No, I'm sorry, it's time for you to go to bed. You're off your phone. You're off of your computer." Getting back to the coding, I went to a program at one of our high schools, and the Lakeview robotics team was there. Now, I'm talking Lakeview Elementary robotics team. And these were six young people, fourth grade students, who were incredible and showing the whole group how their robot was working, and then when it would become dysfunctional, they would go in and explain how they would reprogram it or recode it based on the slope that the robot was operating. And talk about intimidating. These fourth graders used vocabulary I didn't even know what they were talking about. So it was very, very impressive. And we had two volunteers, just to show you community partnership. We had two volunteers from Crane. They both work for Crane. It's a husband-wife team. And they're the leaders of that robotics team. It's amazing. So we're very fortunate to have those kinds of partnerships for our kids.
Dr. DeMuth, you've had some MCCSC people in China.
Yes, yes. Again, this is the third time we've been able to participate in what's called the Chinese Bridge Delegation. And this year we had Mr. Craig Fisher, who's our principal at Tri-North Middle School, and also Mr. Chris Finley, who's our principal at Childs Elementary School. And they participated in a week-long experience in China, and they'll be reporting this evening to our board about their experiences. But there isn't a principal that comes back and doesn't thank us for sending them there, because they learn so much about what's happening there, but then also they're so thankful and grateful for what we have here for our children. Things are very different in the educational system in China. There are a lot of children that we serve that they never see in those schools in China. So they're always very appreciative of what we offer kids and families, and I'm excited about the presentation that the board will hear this evening.
We also have come off a work session, and there were some important things that came out of that work session, not the least of which is there's going to be some improvements to Tri-North.
Yeah, speaking of Craig Fisher and Tri-North, yeah.
Yes, the board got a lot of work done last week. First of all, in terms of a major bonding project we did over the summer, we had a long-term strategic plan in place. We've been following that plan, and one of the primary schools that needed attention was Tri-North. So we're in the process of preparing all of the legal documents to start a process to rebuild a new Tri-North, because our students deserve a school that is fully functional for this era. And if you look at the history of that building, I think it was 1959, and the add-ons that it's had, you know, if you go in there, you can almost eat off the floor. Our custodians have done a fantastic job keeping that building up. Unfortunately, it's just infrastructure and the type of building that it is, and it's time. So we're looking forward to that at Tri-North, and there's a lot of work that goes into that. In addition, the board had been talking about looking at redistricting their boundaries for where each one is elected from. And I thought at that point in time, that's going into that work session, that we may have to try to get a committee together and get the work done before Christmas, because we talked a little bit about having that in place for the next election. And when you start talking about that process, there are a lot of days required to post different notices. So what that meant was, when I met with the committee this week, I would have had to have all that work done before Christmas. So we had a consultant talk with us about the process and about the fact that the board would be wise in waiting until after the next census. And so that's exactly what the board decided to do. And last evening, I'm proud to say, I did meet with a committee that was put together of people who have volunteered for this. And they are going to be a great group to work with. And I gave them a timeline that you know, the last drop-dead date, so to speak. And so we've got till about 2021 before we get that census back, that census data. And they'll have a lot of time to do a really good job with the kinds of things that they'd like to look at and really do a deep dive on, so to speak, and then make recommendations to the board.
Yeah, it makes sense. You wait on the census data because that's the most accurate information you can have. So it makes sense. Now, tonight's meeting, what time do we get started?
6 p.m.
6 p.m., and public comment is open and raring to go, just like always. Well, Dr. DeMuth, have a wonderful Christmas holiday. Have a great holiday in general. Happy New Year, and we will talk to you, if we don't see you tonight, in 2018, which sounds very weird to say.
Thank you, Mike, and you too, for you and your family and for all of our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. DeMuth. Judy DeMuth is the superintendent of MCCSE Schools. And again, Keith and the board and Dr. DeMuth will be at tonight's meeting, the last one of the 2017 portion of the school year.